Real Estate Coaching Radio, America's number one trusted resource for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Starring award-winning real estate coaches Tim and Julie Harris. Get ready for unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what is truly working to get you into action and make you money in this new real estate boom. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
Welcome back to Real Estate Coaching Radio, everyone. Hopefully, you are having a fantastic day. Hopefully, you're having a fantastic October. Hopefully, you are fully engaged in having the best fourth quarter of your life, and you're participating with the hundreds of others of our coaching program who are doing the 90-day massive action plan, specifically the fourth quarter TFW challenge. And if you're not, I invite you to do it. We are doing these mastermind calls every Friday. And for those of you who have helped make Harris Rules the number one international bestseller that it is, who've purchased the book and also have ideally left us a review. Not all of you have left reviews. Guilt, guilt, guilt. You should do it. on Amazon, we're doing this mastermind for all of you. So if you're not in the mastermind, I know a lot of you guys are, and a lot of you guys want to be, the rules are simple. I ask that you purchase a book, and then I ask that you kindly consume a little bit of the book and then post a review. And then, then email help@timandjulieharris.com. And when you do, you will be then given the information to be on the mastermind. We're doing those calls every Friday at 10 a.m. Central. And based on the feedback on the private Facebook group, people are absolutely loving it. So it's our pleasure to do it. And you do not have to be a premier coaching member to be on the mastermind, but you do have to be a premier coaching member to be participating on the Facebook group. So the mastermind was because all of you guys, literally thousands and thousands and thousands of you, have helped make the book the number one international bestseller that it's become, and not all of you guys are coaching clients. So hopefully that's as clear as it possibly can. And I believe Julie has some shout-outs, and we're going to get back to the point or the topic we started out yesterday. And, Julie, there's a really great review, I think, that you probably want to read from
Amazon. Yep, I got it teed up. But first, I wanted to point out and recognize Mr. Rob Gintner in the beautiful town of Minneapolis, Minnesota, who is, I believe, a Keller Williams agent there. He writes, TFW, Total Effing War. In the past 2 weeks, two buyers accepted offers, two buyer consultations, three closings scheduled, three listings taken, seven more closings to go. So there you have it. He has taken the challenge, and he's killing it. So nice job. And seeing that he's in the upper Midwest, he knows that winter is coming. So especially for those of you where the clock is ticking, Rob is really setting the bar high with his action he's taking. So
Hold on.
I know you're going to pick on something, but that's okay.
I'm going to pick on you because I heard a little laugh in your voice when you said winter is coming. But we're from Ohio.
Yes.
Yes, they know what that means. Just because we live in Texas now, we don't really experience winter. Doesn't mean, Julie, you can make fun of the people that experience winter. Shame on you.
No, I say it with love. I do, and Rob knows that.
I know.
But yeah,
I'm just
and you know, it's funny because I harass my Florida and California agents a little bit harder because they don't have that built-in motivation
chasing them down.
Those of us. They have no idea. So, and I would put our nice Canadian clients in that bucket as well. Go ahead.
Until you've had to walk to a front door of a seller through six inches of snow, and they didn't shovel the driveway for you, and they didn't shovel the front walk for you. Until you've had that experience, you haven't sold real estate. Until you've walked up to a lockbox that is completely covered with ice, and I mean like ice as it's some sort of prehistoric piece of amber. Until you've done that, you've not actually sold real estate. Okay, those of you who have sold real estate in the Midwest, like we did, who have sold with average sale prices, who sold in all kinds of crappy weather, you guys will forever be the real estate studs in this industry. And
I love all you guys
in nice climates.
A ski trip does not mean winter. A ski trip to Colorado?
That's right.
No. That doesn't count. Nice
Though. To the point of all of our clients and all the nice states that never experienced a true winter, I think for the most part they get it and they appreciate it. But yes. Okay, so Julie, you have something from Amazon you'd like to read.
Book reviews. Yes, and again, if you haven't gotten your book yet, all you have to do is go to Amazon.com and type in Harris Rules Book, and you can either download it to your device or simply order your soft cover. Okay, so here's one I like from someone named Marinella. Straight talk to get you where you want to be if you're coachable. I liked how she added that to her title to her review. She writes, I knew that I could do more, but I was really frustrated that I could not get to the next level. I stumbled on their podcast after listening to many YouTube coaches. This book is a shot between the eyes. They know what they speak of and do not pull punches. I like their way. No coddling. This book is for people who consider themselves adults and are open to be taught. No whimpering allowed. I am done with my real estate online course and studying to take my license. I want to bust out of the gate when I get my license and will be enrolling in the Premier Coaching Program. They are generous and authentic, and the material they put forth reflects that. So thank you for such a lovely review, Marinella. We really appreciate that. And just one more quick one from Brandon Nunn, who writes, Tim and Julie Harris are leaders in coaching for real estate and have helped take my real estate career to the next level. This book will take it even further. So thank you for that, Brandon. And ready to get back to our topic du jour, Tim, whenever you are.
So what's interesting to me about the book, what's interesting to me about the reviews are that the book is not being pigeonholed to new agents or to more experienced agents or to even like top producing agents. Everybody seems to get it. And I do actually have probably a little bit more of a, I don't know, when I read somebody new or newish in the business, it's like locking into the book and they're sort of learning the right things out of the gates and they're not going to be, you know, seduced by all the easy buttons, and intellectually they kind of comprehend what we're trying to say. I have to say that encourages me for the industry long term. But being that you and I are in essence grizzled veterans in business, you know, thing for all of our adult, real estate, all of our adult lives and all that, it's extra incredible when you hear someone, and you know, who basically has been in the business for as long as we have or as longer, and they basically have gone up and down the mountain so many times experiencing different things, you know, chasing this pretty shiny object, chasing this trend, chasing the other trend. So they have perspective, and when they discover the book and they read the book, the words that they use, I hope you guys don't take those words for granted when you read the reviews of someone that's been in the business for a long time. When they tell you that, you know, their perspective on having followed and chased the trends, I mean, guys, look, teams are a trend. You know, branding is a trend. Digital advertising is a trend. All those things are trends. Now, trends don't mean that they're all of a sudden like, you know, they have their boiling points. They get to the point where it's essentially oversaturated and then something else comes around. It doesn't mean that they immediately become irrelevant. It just means that it becomes a hypey type thing. And real estate loves a hypey thing. Real estate, our industry, will take something and it'll you know, put it up to a boiling point, and that hypey type thing usually lasts 3 to 5 years, you know, and then it's gone, and then there's something else. I mean, direct response advertising back in the 90s was a hypey type thing. All these hypey type things, they come and they go, and there'll be something new next year. Who knows what it'll be? But the real truth and how you build a long-standing real estate business is you can observe those hypey type things, and maybe truthfully, if you're an early mover and taking advantage of some of those things, look, 3-4 years ago, if you were doing Facebook ads, you probably are kicking some serious ass. How about this? 10 years ago, if you were buying leads from Zillow, you were doing great because they were super cheap and there weren't a bunch of agents you were competing with. Back when Julie and I bought our original URL back in, I think it was 1997, and we were one of the first real estate agents in the country to have their own websites, back in 1997, 98, somewhere in there, that was a kick-ass move because no one else had it. But see, what happens is over time, so if you're the first mover on some of these new things, which we're telling you guys about on this show, you can take advantage of it because you don't have a lot of competition and you can get good results from it, generally speaking. But if you're like most people and you come to the market after everyone's talked about it, it's too late. It doesn't really work anymore. There's too many players in it. It's too expensive. And you guys can think in your own minds. Maybe you have parallels that aren't even in the real estate industry to kind of validate what I'm telling you because you know it's true from your own life experience. So Harris Rules takes you back, keeps you focused on what matters the most. If you still want to look for the things that are kind of the hypey type things because you want to sort of take advantage of the occasional new marketing things that come up, I encourage you to do it. But do not, think that they're going to work at the same level consistently for the rest of your career, unlike the things we tell you to do in Harris Rules. Harris Rules is the essence of anybody's real estate business. Anybody's real estate business who's making any money consistently, the core founding principles of their business is what we've essentially written about in Harris Rules. So make sure you get that book. So, Julie, I'm hoping I'm teeing you up perfectly for your next point.
Indeed. And we have been talking about, I think we'll probably wrap up this series today, the massive action plan for new agents, newer agents, people who feel like they're a new agent, people who feel like they never really got a great start. Maybe they, you know, we occasionally get coaching clients like this, Tim. They start out at the right, what they thought was the right brokerage. They found out they didn't really have any training or something else was wrong, so they switched. maybe they switched again and they're feeling like an education deficit here, a struggling agent. Maybe you're returning to the business after taking some time off. So whichever category you fall into, and if that's not you, you're probably a team leader or a broker who can use this 16-point massive action plan to eliminate that whole fear of the unknown. And I started this off yesterday by talking about knowledge equals confidence and ignorance equals fear. So our plan gets you into knowledge and out of fear. When you're fearful, you tend not to take much action, which will keep you broke or struggling from deal to deal or even a few deals to a few deals. That's the whole cash spurt thing versus the cash flow that we're looking to get you all into. And I think, Tim, our last point yesterday was probably 11, talking about the 18 relentless lead follow-up rules for our Premier Coaching members. And we also have done past podcasts on that, so make sure you're following that. So we'll get into point number 12. Decide which three lead generation spokes you're going to pursue first. Listen to all the coaching that goes with that, the scripts, the podcasts on those topics. We're not coaching you to just go choose something to pony up your credit card and pray to the real estate gods that it'll drip leads on you. We're talking about taking action and deciding where will your business come from. Now, if you are somebody that's been successful in the past and you're just feeling like you need a kick in the pants, one of the places you can start is where has your business come from historically and what's happening with that? Maybe it's still valid, maybe it's not. If you're newer to the business, you've got to understand all of the different aspects where business does come from and decide what you're going to go after. You know, if you're a Premier Coaching member, we have what's called the survival plan, and it talks about things that cost you either nothing or very little money to get into. The point is, whichever end of the spectrum you're on, you've got to decide what are going to be your core lead generators. And I've got news for you guys. Leads from your broker cannot be one of them. I had two calls with people yesterday, Tim, that were trying to decide brokerages based on what was supposedly being promised for lead generation. And we've always coached you should never count on your broker. It's not really their job to create business for you. And I think you're still in agreement with that. Just had to kind of
clear
that
one. Well, of course. But brokers who have been building their businesses over the past 10 years based on the idea of supplying buyer leads for your agents, you guys have just basically made a big dysfunctional business in essence, because your agents aren't going to know how to lead generate themselves. And those buyer leads, as you know, are becoming, you know, the quality is getting worse and worse and the cost is going higher and higher. And you've got a bunch of agents now that you've essentially made an agreement with that you're going to start sending them leads and you can't, or the leads you send them are crappy. And the profit you're making is reducing and going to the point where it's going to be essentially not even worth doing business anymore. That's the reason the average real estate brokerage has gone down to the point where they're making 3% profit before taxes. If you don't believe me, listen to our podcast, Real Estate Coaching Radio, and look for the show we did with Steve Murray. He talked about the math on most real estate brokerages. And guys, listen, that's not a sustainable business model. As soon as the market shifts, as soon as the lead portals decide to raise their prices, you're done. You're out of business. The only way to build a sustainable real estate practice as an agent or a brokerage is have everyone focused on taking listings. At the end of the day, that is the only business that real estate really should be considered as being a listing agent. The buyers will come as, basically a side stream benefit, but your best energies every single day must be spent going after listings. Julie mentioned the 90-day survival plan. We also have, the 90-day massive action plan. And the 90-day massive action plan literally tells you exactly what you should be doing every single day for the next 90 days. And this is perfect for any agent of any experience level to employ immediately. And the other thing she mentioned was the fact is you guys don't have to buy leads. And I know this is another thing that, you guys are emotionally at an impasse with, is the purchasing of leads. So here's the question I have for you. Are you a proactive agent or are you a passive agent? Are you somebody who thinks that the only way they can get business is passively? In other words, I hope I get an email. I hope I get meet somebody this. I hope I get a referral. I hope. I hope this direct mail works. I hope this Facebook ad works. I hope that Zillow sends me a lead that I can actually work. I hope someone from my database is going to somehow turn into a – you guys get the point? If that's your business, if your business is based purely on essentially hoping and praying, it's no wonder so many agents fail out of this business. It's no wonder so many agents struggle to make any sort of consistent money. It's no wonder why so many agents suffer from cash spurts opposed to cash flow. So one of the things that you're going to download immediately, Premier Coaching members, is you're going to download the 50 lead generation ideas, and you're going to see that 99% of those are things that are going to require that you be proactive versus passive, and they don't cost you any money. How about that? So when you join our coaching program, you're going to be told what to do, how to do it, and we're not going to be asking you to buy leads. Complete, total shift from the way that you're probably considering that you have to do your real estate business. Next point, my dear.
Yeah, you know what's funny about the buying leads thing? Nobody ever asks an agent, hey, what's your buying leads budget? It's almost like it's expected that that's just what you do. And yet, when you ask them, they never budgeted anything for that. It just seems like crazy talk to me, but
well, look, but you know, since you talked about that, it's worth mentioning, right? Look how leads are being sold nowadays. They're being sold out of fear, right? They call up these agents and they say, "Listen, so and so, your competitor, or this zip code's available.
Oh,
if you don't buy it, five other people are going to buy it."
Ridiculous.
But here's the thing, and it always makes me laugh, and you guys, it just is hilarious. All right, so here are our companies, and the big ones are the big portals, you know, and they're calling you up to sell you online leads, sell you buyer leads. But they're calling you up to sell you online leads. Do you guys see the sort of conflict there?
I know.
They're calling you to sell you an online lead. Mm-hmm. In other words, if their online lead generation truly worked, wouldn't they be able to sell to you online versus having to call you? You guys get you see
one
the little disconnect
think.
There? Yeah. So look, just hey guys, how about common sense?
We just gave
the
you
most
a script
way
to, for when they call you tomorrow. Anyway.
Exactly. Right.
Okay.
All right, so next point.
Yes, point number 13, and this is so critical for everyone, especially newer agents, but definitely everyone. Complete your pre-listing package after listening to all of the coaching that we give you on how to put it together, how to present the items in your pre-listing package. Your pre-listing package gives you wings. Operating without it will keep you nervous, unwilling to prospect, and afraid of moving forward. But it's your choice if you want to keep on operating as maybe the only one who's not using it when you are trying to compete for a listing. Even if you're not competing, it's the professional thing to do. It saves you time when you're there, and it saves the homeowner who really doesn't want you there in the first place. You're just kind of a necessary thing to getting the house to move. Okay? It saves you time, saves you energy, hassle, and it is the world's best pre-objection handling tool you can possibly use. See, here's what happens. If you don't have a pre-listing package, you go there guessing what the seller wants. You present guessing based on what somebody told you had to be a cookie-cutter presentation, because after all, every seller wants the same thing. And then you set yourself up to hear objections at the end, which makes it unclosable. You see how that goes typically? When you use a pre-listing package, the objections are handled before you show up. So you're just there
but
to talk about your price, what you're going to sell, you know, how you're going to sell the home, and then you get it signed, ideally.
Eyes on chat. Julie, make sure you're reading your chat. So we're getting questions, guys. So if you want to email us questions and chat us questions, we'll respond right away. So what Julie just said, I hope you guys are paying attention to it. A lot of you are avoiding the listing process, avoiding chasing listings because you're fearful of being caught in a situation, and rightfully so, by the way, where you don't know what to say, don't know how to say it, where they're going to ask you questions that you don't know the answers to. The whole idea of going on a competitive listing appointment, that's where you don't have a relationship with the seller already, let's be honest, terrifies you to the point where you won't ever pursue it. You maybe are not even being honest with yourself that that's what's holding you back. So here's the mindset shift I want you all of you guys to consider. If you had in your hands right now a folder, and in that folder is your pre-listing pack, and in that folder are the answers to every single question, every single objection the seller would ever have for you, every single monster that might be living in your emotional and mental closet that's preventing you from going after that business, if it was all completely resolved in that pre-listing pack, in other words, every single worst-case scenario that you ever tell, why, will you cut your commission? What's your experience? Why should I list with you? What are you going to do to get my home sold? Why should I list with you, you know, if you have a team? Or why should I list with you if you don't have a team? Well, you know, all these types of things are all answered in the pre-listing packet. If you had that completely done and you knew it was an absolute Mike Tyson-style knockout punch, how excited would you be to go after listings? How excited, when next time you saw it for sale by owner, a.k.a. unrepresented owners is what we call them, would you at least seriously consider stopping by, knocking on the door, because you had this kick-ass pre-listing pack and you were excited because you knew that pre-listing pack was going to do virtually all the heavy listing for you? That's what our listing process is, guys. That's what we teach you to do. That's the reason on our private Facebook page, it's normal to hear a new agent talking about the fact that they basically got the pre-listing pack done, they followed our seven-step listing process, they pre-qualified the seller, they went on our listing presentation, which generally the listing presentation that we give you when you use the pre-listing pack generally takes about maybe 20 to 30 minutes, and they took the listing. And they take the listing from the grizzled veteran. They take the listing from the area expert. They take the listing from the big ego team leader who basically dominates the particular market. They kick their ass because they follow the proven system that the other people weren't doing. Now, you might think, and I know it's easy to believe this, that all your competitors have kick-ass pre-listing packs, but I promise you they don't. You might think that all your competitors have kick-ass listing presentations, but I promise you they don't. That's the beautiful thing about real estate, is you can get into this business. We did it when we first got into real estate, guys. Julie and I have been married for 26 years this year, and we got into real estate when we were out of college. And our first year in the business, completely documented, we sold over 100 houses, 103 houses. Well, how did we do it? And how did we do it competing one house at a time against some of the most experienced agents in our market? How did we do it? Because we put together a system, and we kept on honing the system. We kept on working the system. When we heard a seller ask us an objection that we didn't have an absolute kick-ass objection handler for, we made a page for the pre-listing pack. When we had some wanker come to town and start discounting commissions, you know, one of these assistant, you know what I'm saying, I won't want to mention any brand names, but some company that basically is offering sellers a $1,000, $2,900, you know, whatever, discounted commission. So we have a page in the pre-listing pack that covers that. When we had somebody that basically tried, when Julie and I didn't, you know, have big, you know, our first year, we didn't have any staff, and we had a team that was trying to basically, some gal that had been in the business forever, and she tried to say, well, you don't want to list with them, they haven't been in the business long enough, or you don't want to list with them, they don't have, you know, staff to take care of all your needs. So we created a page for that. When we started selling more and more houses after we'd been in the business for a while, when we did have a lot of staff, you know, we had to basically create a page that made it so that, you know, that wouldn't be seen as a reason not to list with us, because sometimes big teams actually can be a detriment to sellers wanting to choose you because they're afraid they're going to have they're going to lose that personal contact. Are you with me? The point is, if you had that kind of tool in your arsenal, your excuse to not go after sellers, and maybe it hasn't been something at the top of your mind, but it's been based on your behavior, only working with buyers, only working with sellers you have a personal relationship with, never going after the competitive business, rationalizing why you've never gone after it, you know, not going after all the, you know, the 50 different lead sources we tell you to go after because you don't know them or have a personal contact. If we eliminated all that, how much more money would you make? That's what Premier Coaching is all about. I mean, Premier Coaching, a lot of folks will join just because of the pre-listing pack, but that in itself is fantastic. It's proven to work in all price ranges and all markets and all market conditions. But when you take it out of context, you put it in isolation, it's not as powerful versus if you basically have followed the entire listing process. Guys, this is a system. What Premier Coaching is a complete system. It's a system designed to take anybody of any experience level in any price range, in any market conditions, and designed to make them a listing rock star. We do talk about buyers, but it's not something we waste a lot of time on, because the only way you're truly going to create wealth in this business, the only way you're ever going to get rich where your money works for you and you no longer have to work for your money, is being a listing agent. And guys, by the way, this is something important for you to know. And I remember when I discovered this forever ago, it changed my life. So I anxiously look forward to having all of you guys internalize this. Selling real estate will not make you rich. I'm going to say it again. Selling real estate will not make you rich. There's nobody that's gotten rich off selling real estate. It's what you do with the money that comes from selling real estate. That means if you don't have profit from selling real estate, you have no money to then basically reinvest other places to get rich. And our definition, and you can read this in our number one international best-selling book, Harris Rules, and know that I'll never get bored of saying that. Our definition of rich is very simple. It's where your money works for you, and you no longer have to work for your money. Julie, do we have time for another point?
Yes, one more quick point, and that is to complete your real estate treasure map, to have a big picture plan. Of course, with Premier Coaching, we have the real estate treasure map, which is the big, all-encompassing, introspective, beginning to end, soup to nuts, very personalized real estate plan, okay? It's not just like something you can download from the internet for free and you look at once, do it with your office manager and forget about it. No, this is very personal just to you. That's the big, robust business plan. But we also have the 90-day massive action plan and the survival plan and the new agent action plan. So depending on where you're at, we have your back. Point number 15, and then I've got to get to Premier, is to follow the survival plan short term, 60 to 90 days. This is for newer agents, until you have at least 3 pending transactions. Then you can convert to what you found in your treasure map or the 90-day massive action plan. So it follows you through your success pattern, but we aim to get you successful immediately, no matter what level you come to us in. It means different things for different people, but as we often say, for our newer agents, we absolutely do not buy into the whole, you know, expect to starve to death for 6 months before you're successful. That's a bunch of baloney, okay? You should walk away from anybody that says that to you. And I'm going to send it back to you, Tim, so I can get over to do the Premier coaching class.
So listen, folks, stay focused, drill down, make this the most productive 90 days of your life. Don't buy into the belief that there's not business to be had. Research this yourself. We've done articles about this on our main website, timandjulieharris.com. The best time of year to go after the business is in fourth quarter. That's now. Why? Your competitors are all asleep. And, guys, the opportunity is right now to build listing inventory. So when you roll into the new year with, you know, ideally at least 10 new listings, think about the momentum you're going to have. Please don't be lazy. Don't be complacent. Don't rationalize being lazy and complacent anymore. This, if you're going to make this – look, guys, you're stone cold truth, ready? You only live once and you're dead a real long time. You only live once and you're dead a real long time. Why the hell aren't you leaving it all in the field every day? Why aren't you maximizing your potential on this planet? Why aren't you helping as many people as you can? Why aren't you making as much money as you can so you can spoil the people you love? Why aren't you doing the things in life that you promised yourself decades ago that you would do? Is your life right now exactly the way you expected it to be when you were in your 20s? Is it better? Well, fantastic. Chances are it's not. That's your fault. Nobody else's fault. Not politics, not interest rates, not, you know, whatever. It's your fault. It's because along the way, you chose to not do the heavy lifting. You chose to not do what you didn't want to do, and you didn't want to do it at the highest level. A bitter pill to swallow, I realize. But now that you know it, now that you've heard it, now that you're internalizing it, now you're actually going to take action on it. And you're going to turn it around. It doesn't matter how old you are. You can be 20, you can be 40, you can be 80, doesn't matter. You still are alive. And when you're alive, your prerogative, your job, is to basically be of service to others and have the best experience on this planet that you possibly can. Are you? If not, how about you start right friggin' now? First step you guys should seriously consider doing, if you haven't done it yet, is requesting a free coaching call at freecoachingcallsforagents.com. And also, guys, the easy button is just to go over to Amazon and buy our book. That's really a great roadmap that, you know, based on the hundreds of five-star reviews, that it's really hitting home for a lot of people. If you need me for anything, it's tim@timandjulieharris.com or julie@timandjulieharris.com. You guys have a fantastic day. We'll talk on the show tomorrow.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows. And until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.